Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
Lately, we've all been paying close attention to our health. We're checking in on our family and friends almost daily. We cannot forget about these loved ones, especially those who have ongoing treatments that started before this pandemic. This afternoon, we're speaking with a breast cancer survivor and patient. We will hear her journey to empower women's health. Hello, my name is Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is my surgical oncology partner and friend, Dr. Laurie Wilson. She is a cancer surgeon here at Howard University, and she's also chief of the Division of Surgical Oncology and the program director of the General Surgical Residency at Howard University Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good. So first, let's start with where you were born. obviously, when both of us met, one of the things that I was fascinated by is the fact that as an American citizen and the daughter of a service member, mm-hmm. you were actually born out of the country.
Yes, I was.
And so tell us where was that and what was that like?
So I was born in Landstuhl, Ramstein, Germany. My father was a longtime Air Force serviceman. He retired out of the military after 35 years of service. For me, I was in Europe until I was the age of four, and then remember my younger years spending time at the Air Force Base in Springfield, Massachusetts, before we ultimately landed in Virginia.
How many siblings did you have, and what was it like going to school at that time in Norfolk?
So I have one brother who is 3 years older than me. I am so absolutely proud of him. He is actually part of the Sheriff's Department. I grew up very close to Hampton University and Norfolk State University. So a significant amount of the members of my community actually had gone to HBCU. So from a very early age, I was supported by HBCU lovers. And at that time, we were blessed to have a expectation, and predominantly because most of our parents were first generation. But the expectation for all of us was that we were going to take it to the next level, that we had to go to school. So I'm first generation in my family to finish college. I'm the first person in my family to go to medical school. I'm proud to say that my parents... I remember the very first time I told my parents I wanted to be a doctor, and that was when I was seven.
Now, in high school or sometimes in middle school, students have an experience either with a teacher or a project or a class that really says, you know what, this is where I want to be. And as far as those dreams may have been away from that seven-year-old Laurie Wilson, what in high school or in that middle school experience really made it clear for you that this is what you were going to do? And then as you answer that, why Georgetown at the time? What led you to Georgetown University?
Sure. I actually had a PhD who taught my biological science class when I was in high school. And when you think back now, her name was Dr. Saunders. And the fact that I actually had someone who was a PhD doctorate who was teaching my high school class was completely lost on me at the time. But the fact that there was such excellence in our midst, and there were people who reflected in my community, who looked like me, who did it with such ease. And then I would have to say that when I decided to go to college, I decided that I wanted to make sure that I wasn't too far away from home, because I wanted to be able to drive back and forth just in case I needed a meal or I needed my laundry done. but I didn't want to be too close. So right. 3 hours away in D.C. And at that time, D.C. was a very unique, rich, and still is, rich community that had my best friend who actually went to Howard. And so I wanted to come to D.C. because it was very familiar, but Georgetown gave me an opportunity to have some different experiences and ultimately became my home, not only for undergrad, but for medical school as well.
And obviously being in D.C., at Georgetown, you then decided that you wanted to pursue a general surgical residency. Mm-hmm. And that's where we met. We were both interns together. Why Howard Hospital's general surgical program? And did you have an experience during your years at Georgetown that made you feel that this was the right place to come and do your surgical residency?
And you know, I am definitely grounded in a very spiritual belief that your steps are ordered. So I think back to being in my third year of medical school. I was in the library studying, and one of my friends came by and said, you know, there's this lecture that's going to be given by a surgeon who's coming from Howard. And I was like, oh, should I go? Should I not go? I haven't quite finished my module yet. But long story short, I decided to go. And that person that I met that moment was Dr. LaSalle LaFall. And as you know, he is the patriarch of surgical oncology, and he is the reason why I am who I am today. I truly believe it. You were, as you know, were as influenced as I in his scholarship and his research, his ability to be this amazing Renaissance person on top of being this excellent surgeon. So I met Dr. LaFall, decided that he was who I wanted to be. And you know, you have to understand that along the way, I had this great desire to be a surgeon, but never had any role models that really spoke to who I wanted to be in life. I knew I wanted to do it. I knew I had the support, but I didn't have quite the vision, and he gave me the vision. And so I was lucky enough to spend one of my senior rotations with him in medical school, and it was all done. I was solidified that after that experience that Howard was the only place that I wanted to be, and I wanted to train.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dr. Lori Wilson. She's a surgical oncologist and chief of the Division of Surgical Oncology, as well as the program director of the General Surgical Residency at Howard University Hospital. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. And so subsequent to your fellowship, you took a job at the University of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. We both were there for a short period of time together. And then I had the difficult task of convincing you to leave there and to come to Howard University, and fortunately you did. Not too long after that, you know, a few years after that, in 2013, you had the unfortunate diagnosis of breast cancer. Leading up to that, at that point, I believe your son was about 18 months. Mm-hmm. Talk me through, you know, this type, the kind of diagnosis, and from a patient's point of view, given the clinical knowledge you had and the fact that every day you were seeing and taking care of patients and giving them advice, what were the sequence of events that led to that, and what were your feelings and thoughts in those first few moments?
Right. So I actually was diagnosed just after having my son and finishing breastfeeding. We're told that breastfeeding is an important part of healthy immunity for our babies. I was doing all of the things that I felt were important. After I stopped breastfeeding, one of the things I found was that one of my breasts didn't go down. And for me, that of course was a red flag. I ended up getting a biopsy and having imaging done in both my breasts. And what I found was that I actually had a breast cancer in both breasts. Two different types of breast cancer. One was an invasive lobular, and the other one was the devastating sort of triple negative. I subsequently underwent chemotherapy, radiation, a bilateral mastectomy, which is removal of the breast on both sides. I had removal of my lymph nodes under my left arm. And ultimately, at the end of that treatment, was found to have little to no, I think it was 3 millimeters of cancer left. So for me, that was, in one breast, it was a complete response, which means all of it went away. And the other breast, a very small amount was left. I think back to when I was 7. This was not the life that I knew that I was going to have. Every day for me is a blessing. I have amazing friends like you. I have amazing opportunities to travel and to speak and to give my opinion and to also give the perspective of voices of people who don't oftentimes have the opportunity to have a voice. And in my role as a surgical oncologist, you know, God, you know, I have a diagnosis that I understand very well. And so I'd have to say that it is sometimes daunting to know some of the outcomes. It is daunting to know that the diagnosis is a diagnosis that can be ongoing. But what I think is important is that I'm able to share it with my community. I'm able to share it in audiences across the world and around the world, and that I've been able to hopefully change the perspective of many Black women about how they deal and understand breast cancer.
And as we wrap up, one of the things that I always have to do for my Howard family is always to ask the last question, which is, why Howard University? Especially when you look back at what brought you here, all the things that you've been through. You're now the program director advising young people in their residency who are trying to go on to fellowship. Mm-hmm. What would you tell the 7-year-old Laurie Wilson as to why she should have come to Howard University for undergrad, med school, and her residency?
So if I had it to say, the legacy is there threefold. So there, you know, you can't ask me one question and get just one answer.
Sure.
But the legacy, the fact that I can be connected to surgeons such as Dr. LaSalle LaFall, Dr. Burke Syfax, Dr. William Matori, Dr. Charles Drew, and that I can change, actually connect my lineage in my surgical career to those amazing surgeons. Knowing that their technique is passed down to me, and that in a small way, I'm able to pass that down to the next generation of leaders. The diversity that we're able to provide. I have a diverse group of people that are around me that challenge me, like you. You know, you challenge me, you give me opportunities to push past what my what I think are my potential weaknesses, and to show me that there are strengths that I never thought I would have. And I would have to say, number three, my voice. Though I'd have to say that my education, I had a tremendous education in medical school and in undergraduate, my voice I developed here at Howard. The fact that I am the woman I am today is because the people who listened to me and thought that just because I was in the room, that I was valuable, that everything that I had to say had nothing to do with my pedigree, had nothing to do with where I was from. It had everything to do with Laurie. Howard, there's no place like it.
And excellent.
I'm blessed to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. My guest today was Dr. Laurie Wilson. She's a surgical oncologist, chief of the Division of Surgical Oncology, and the program director of the General Surgical Residency at Howard University Hospital. And most importantly, she's my dear friend and somebody that I certainly admire. And her journey is one that I think all of us should glean something from. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.